Yeah, I'll just go through. Nick Collins, you know, he had the ankle contusion. I think if he does miss, it'll be minimal. Donald Driver had the stinger. Knowing Donald, he'll practice every day. John Kuhn just had a knee bruise. We'll see how he is on Wednesday. Derek Martin with the concussion, they say he's fine. And Aaron Rodgers has a toe sprain on one foot and has the foot sprain on the other. So Aaron probably missed some time this week. For Michael Finley, JerMichael was very sore on Saturday, so we didn't even work him out on Sunday. So we'll just see how he progresses. You know, I thought he made leaps and bounds on Thursday and Friday. So I think he'll be questionable to doubtful in that range. Jordy, I think he's probably another week away. Offensive line, I'm going to take the week, very similar to last week. You know, I'm going to see how Chad Clifton progresses through the week. Also, I want to see how Mark Tauscher progresses through the week. You know, and then have an opportunity to grade the film this morning and go through the corrections today with the offensive lineman that played in the game. So we'll take that through the week, just very similar to what we did last week. Take the week to work through it. I mean, I don't have all the information. I want to grade the tape first with these players, and we'll look at our options as we build our game plan and work the plan through the week. Just with speaking with Aaron after the game, I haven't spoke to him yet today. I think he'll be fine to play in Tampa. I don't think it's going to change the way he plays. Just visiting with Dr. McKenzie, I think it's, you know, there are injuries that just need to settle down a little bit. So Wednesday and Thursday will probably be, you know, where he'll do very little, and we'll shoot for Friday is kind of our general plan as we move out of today's rehab. That's a negative. It's a negative in our play right now. Our sack numbers are clearly out of balance. So that's something we'll continue to work through. We'll have an opportunity to watch the tape again today with the players. You know, the way we're game planning and the way we're doing things, we should be more productive in our pass protection. So that's something we'll continue to improve on. I would think that would fall, you know, under the category of convenient criticism. We talked about it at halftime, something we talked about before the game. And really, I think Chad's situation and Mark's are totally different about where they are as far as their readiness to play. But coming out in the third quarter, we clearly established ourselves. And, you know, frankly, the third quarter and halfway through the fourth quarter, you know, our passing game, you can't play much better. I mean, we made some errors there going down on that last drive before the field goal attempt that frankly cost us an opportunity to score in that area. But, you know, the way the offense was playing in the third and the beginning of the fourth quarter, we didn't feel there was a reason to change. Say it again. A lot of variables that happened up there in the Metrodome, I felt carried over to the first half of this game. The number of long down and distances, the ability to be knocked out of a run-pass mindset, you know, it's the negative plays, and the sacks are a big part of it. Well, Johnny's penalty is totally uncalled for. I still haven't seen tape on it. I'm going to have to get it off the TV copy. I mean, there's no reason for it. There's no explanation for it. He needs to be more accountable for that. That's 4 points that shouldn't happen. Plus, I think it's another 7 plays we add to the Vikings offense versus our defense. You know, those are things you can't do. You know, BJ had the personal foul with the face mask, and you know, that's a more of a technique thing. You know, you got to move your feet and get off blocks so you're not reaching for ball carriers and things like that. You know, some of the other penalties that we had, I felt were gray area calls. You know, sometimes they go for you, sometimes they don't. But, you know, after the play penalties, there's no excuse for it. Briefly, just briefly, frankly, I didn't see it, and you know, I talked to Mike Targaback about it, and Mike addressed it on the sideline. That's what I was told. You know, it sounds like Johnny and I will probably have a conversation here shortly. Correct. Well, I mean, that's always a nice thing to jump up and down as a head coach, but you also, what are you gaining? I mean, is it the opportunity to send a message? Or is it also an opportunity to take away from your defensive coordinator something you practice all week, something you prepare for? He's been a very productive player, so those are the things you weigh against. Obviously, if I had seen it, you know, I would have, you know, I'm sure maybe emotion would have entered my decision making. But you know, I think, you know, you got to be careful making drastic changes like that. You know, 45-man roster is a little different than having 53 players out there. Now, I'm not going to say that we have other D linemen that couldn't do what Johnny does. That's the point. But when you practice things, you got things clean, and you're playing a multiple personnel offense. You know, you set your template as a defensive coordinator, and you rep things specifically. I mean, those players are in there for a reason. So, by benching somebody, you know, you're really taking, you could be taken away from your defense. Yes, I did. I just made me aware of them. You know, our schedule doesn't change. I've been with the coaches all morning, going through the tape, and Colin and I will have a conversation. No, I don't. I just think we need to handle frustration, adversity, however how you want to put it. You know, we're the fourth-ranked defense in the National Football League. We're leading the league in turnover ratio, you know, right now going into the Monday night game. So I've said it before, and I'll confirm it here. I'll confirm it today again in the team meeting. I'm not interested in having Pro Bowl players and having a 27th-ranked defense. You know, our interest is and our focus is on being a top-three defense in the league. And it's utilizing all of our players. You know, sometimes players are asked to do things to sacrifice so someone else can benefit from it. And that's part of the deal. Okay, that's the way we operate. We have a lot of good players on defense. It's not about one guy getting his. So that's not the way we operate. And that'll be our focus. And it has been our focus since the Holmes came here. I think these questions are a lot like the way the game goes. I mean, these are all individual specifics that you're trying to pull out of the game. Frankly, a big part of the, in my opinion, on our defense not having the opportunities is the way the game's gone. I mean, number one, we clearly were outplayed on special teams. We were minus 154 yards in field position. You know, it's hard to win like that. I felt both teams were very balanced going into this game. You look at the statistics. I mean, you get in week 6, 7, 8, 9, your profile of your teams are pretty well set. They played with a shorter field. They played with the lead. Both games are almost mirror images of themselves. And we didn't get going on offense, you know, fast enough. And I felt that in the third quarter, in the beginning of the fourth quarter, that's the way the game was supposed to be played. And we only did it for a quarter and a half. You know, the pressure was starting to get to their quarterback, and things were starting to happen. We were having opportunities to potentially get our hands on the ball. You want to play that way for four quarters. We didn't get that done. I mean, wouldn't you? Absolutely. I mean, we talk about communication on all levels. I mean, you know, I don't ever want to come in here and and put specifics of a player's business, you know, out in the public, especially before I even had the fact to correct him with it. But, I mean, sometimes there's things that are so obvious, you know, Johnny's penalty. I mean, how do you get around that? I mean, you don't do those types of things. So it's about communications. I mean, if your concerns are that personal and that strong, I mean, the conversation should happen between players and coordinators before it ever gets to the media. Or AJ, you know, I think AJ's playing well. I mean, you know, he had 25 reps in there. I mean, we'll look at AJ and Desmond there. So, you know, I'm very comfortable with AJ. I think the way he's playing, I think he's been very, you know, very consistent. You know, Desmond's made some big plays, but, you know, I like the consistency of AJ. Well, we had the opening kickoff where, you know, frankly, we would, you know, just the technique of the lane discipline and the way we attacked their lead blocker on the backside, and it, you know, we went square. I mean, just it was a technical failure there, and that where they had to double team, we ran around a double team, so we created a big seam in there, and that's his strength. I mean, he's a vertical returner. We knew that. You know, it's important to make those guys bounce. And I felt that our plan as we moved through the game was better. We had the two squibs. They weren't very good kicks, but, you know, one was recovered for a fumble, and the other one was effective. You know, now the one that he returned that I felt at the end of the third quarter there, a minute or so left in the game, I thought that was a big impact play. You know, and it shouldn't have happened. That was not what was designed. The kick was not done properly, and you know, and Mason and I talked about it. It's a momentum swing. I felt that, you know, Harvin swung the momentum twice in the game. We went up 3-0. He brought it right back. You know, they go up 7-3, and you know, we feel like we're playing at a very high level. Our crowd was fantastic. You know, I thought that was a big shot in the arm for the Vikings on that kick return there at the end of the third quarter. Is Crosby healthy? Yes, he's healthy. That's the communication we had, yeah. I think Amon needs a play. I think that was evident. I mean, just get comfortable back there. You know, he had, you know, a couple kicks here into the wind, you know, just adjusting to that. And, you know, he lost his footing on the one. And just timing things up, you know, as far as what we're asking, as far as his course and his read and so forth. And frankly, he looks like a football player that hasn't played in a while. And that's what you talk about, it being in football shape. And he'll continue to get that, get his legs more underneath him, and I think he'll get more and more productive as we move forward. But I like what I saw. I like the way, you know, he attacks his downhill running style. I think is a very good fit for what we're trying to get done on kickoff returns. How do I respond? Well, we're 4-3. We're 4-3 for good reason. I think we have not handled two primetime games very well. I'm confident that we'll learn from these experiences. I thought we would have learned more from the first game up there to this one. We had some repeated mistakes. That's frustrating, and that's something that we take with full accountability as coaches, because when you see a common mistakes that happen, you know, it's disappointing, because you know you're repping those things, you're preparing, and, you know, we have to look at our preparations, because it did not get from the practice field to the game field, so for whatever reason. But I think these are definitely experiences, these two games against the Vikings, I think these are definitely experiences we can draw from. There's so many more positives to our football team, in my view, than the negatives. But the thing I don't like about is our positives, the valley between our positives and our negatives is too big right now. You know, the way we play at an extremely high level, our bad plays need to be closer to our good plays is the point I'm making. So you're going to have some plays that don't go very well, number one. Number two, you need to respond from those. You know, we had a big third down conversion, and then they come back with a, you know, and they convert, and it kind of air goes, you know, we drop off a little bit. Next play, it's a, you know, another big play. So, you know, we've had a number of those this year. Same thing on offense. You're moving the ball, sack, third and long. So, you know, we need to overcome those types of things. You know, our good plays need to overshadow, you know, our bad plays, but we just got a little bit too big of a valley right now. Do I think we're a good football team? We're a 4-3 football team, and there's a lot of football to be played. I'm very confident we'll continue to improve. This football team works very hard. We are young in some spots, so there will definitely be improvement in those areas. We have an opportunity to get out of Tampa and come out of this game 5-3. That'll be our focus. You know, winning on the road's tough and so forth, but, you know, it's not even mid-season yet. I understand the urgency of our fans. I think our fans are – we've got the best fans in the world. I thought they were tremendous Sunday in Lambeau. We talked about it as a staff. Frankly, I think it might have been louder this week than it was in the playoff games that I experienced here. So we need to take advantage of that. You know, losing two games at home is doesn't sit well with anybody. Trust me. It's something that's emphasized over and over and over again. But we're a good football team that has an opportunity to improve. What's talent, Tom? Everybody has talent. I mean, I think they got a lot of really good players. I respect the ability of their players over there. I think it's very obvious. Their quarterback has made a big impact. You know, that's something that quarterback productivity they haven't had in the last 3 years that we played them. You know, I think Percy Harvin, from a field position standpoint, has made an impact. You know, and their defense has been a staple over there for the last couple of years. So. You know, they're a different team than they've been the last couple of years. There's no denying that. I'm not going to go through the specifics. I mean, you have communication declarations, things like that. And you know, as far as the sacks, you know, I haven't corrected one. I tell you this every week, you guys. We go through this. I haven't corrected with the team yet, but we need to do a better job of the sacks, whether it's declaring the right linebacker, whether it's a technique of a lineman, whether it's the time clock of the quarterback, we're not doing a good enough job in pass protection. It's a declaration of the protection or a technical aspect of the offensive line play, or it's within the time clock of the quarterback. That's how sacks occur. Peterson play against Detroit. Correct. Well, not same defense, same type of communication, yes. I'm not going to commit to a rotation at any position today. He's a good football player, but it's a team game. It's about wins and losses and the ability to pull it all together. I mean, you look at everything that evolves around your football team, and Aaron's part of the solution. There's no doubt about it. He's definitely one of the positives, but you know, he has things he needs to work on too, just like every member of our football team. I mean, really, when you play an experienced quarterback or even an experienced center, you know, experience protects you. You know how they communicate the starting point of your protection. You know, it's really an illusion to think you're going to go out and fool people all the time. It's not the fact that you're going to fool you know, defenses. You may make them declare. You might want to make them declare a different way, and you're throwing hot. You know, you may win the declaration aspect of it, but the reality is to try to create an edge. You know, a better leverage point for your defense on their offensive player. And that's really what it comes down to. It doesn't matter if you're rushing four and playing coverage, or if you're rush four that's disguised in a pressure scheme or pressure five. I mean, you're trying to. It's about winning one-on-ones. You know, whether you're run blocking or you're in a pass rush. That's football. I mean, I understand that the schematics. Trust me, I do. I mean, that's how we make a living. But it still comes down to fundamental football. And you know, we just need to continue to. I mean, once again, we've done a lot of positives. You know, we're 4-3. We need to learn from this experience. But you know, to go up and think you're going to trick everybody every time you blitz, it's not realistic. Especially with a veteran quarterback. I mean, he's probably the most experienced quarterback in the history of the NFL.